I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about chestnuts at the Falmouth Farmers Market.
Carrie Richter bought Peachtree Circle Farm in Falmouth about 8 years ago. A year later, she was walking through a fallow field, picking her way through the weeds, when she noticed a bunch of smooth brown nuts on the ground. She took them back to her house and realized she had a new crop to sell. Chestnuts.
They're Chinese chestnuts, which is a little bit more resistant to the blight than the American chestnut.
The American chestnut is one of four main species, along with European, Japanese, and Chinese. The blight Carrie's talking about is a fungus, and it was introduced to North America from Asia in the early 1900s. Asian trees are resistant, but almost all of our 4 billion American trees were wiped out by the disease by 1940. Today, most Americans have lost familiarity with the species.
They're very good-sized trees. They're nice shade trees.
The trees are about 30 feet tall, and the leaves look a lot like the ones on their close relative, the beech. They're long and narrow with saw-toothed edges. The chestnuts themselves hang in round green shells that look sort of like a kid's koosh ball.
They're in a very, very spiky shell, and within each shell, you can get anywhere between 1 to 3 nuts. And the shell itself will hold them together, and as they ripen, it will open up, and then the nuts will either fall out of the shell onto the ground, or the whole shell itself will fall.
So they're pretty easy to get to.
Well, yeah, you just pick them up. You really don't have to work hard at it at all, unless they're in the shell, in which case you have to use, you know, 2 sticks or something like that to pry the shell open, because you don't want to touch it. It's so sharp.
Carrie's trees were planted about 30 years ago, when a couple named Ermine and Hollis Lovell lived on the property. The Lovells planted trees at several properties on the Cape, including Bourne Farm in West Falmouth.
And what's the season like? When do they get ripe?
It's definitely just before Thanksgiving. I've been selling them here at the market for the past 2 weeks. And there's still some in the trees, but the peak is basically now.
And what do you do with the finished product?
Mostly you start by roasting them. So you want to score the shell, put them in the oven. If you don't score it, they probably will explode. So you definitely want to score it. Put them in the oven, 350 or so, and roast them until the shells begin to open up. From there, you shell them, and the meat inside is just tender and meaty, and it's just a really large nut. It's very tasty. And from there, you can make chestnut bisque. You can make chestnut stuffing. The Italians have a dessert where they grind it up into paste, and then they top it with whipped cream. Sounds pretty good, yeah.
And how long will they keep for?
You do want to keep them in the fridge. If you keep them in an airtight container in the fridge, you'll actually get a couple weeks out of them. They do spoil, yes.
Carrie Richter is thinking of canning her extra chestnuts to preserve them for the next Falmouth Farmers Market at Thanksgiving. And roasting and freezing chestnuts also extends their shelf life. Roasted chestnuts used to be common as a snack in the U.S., and they're still popular with street vendors in Europe. I tried roasting some at home after pricking them with a fork, and Carrie's right. You really do need to score them. They will explode all over your oven. Carrie Richter is the only farmer I know of who sells chestnuts locally, but there's a group called the American Chestnut Foundation working to restore the trees to their original range by planting blight-resistant species like Carrie's. You can learn more about the Massachusetts chapter on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a recipe online for roasted chestnuts and ideas for what to do with them. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.